call the Board of Supervisors back into session. Thank you, Supervisor Valenzuela. We'll do item 6D, County Clerk appointments.
Is that 70?
That could be 70. We'll do 70.
All righty. Yep, that's the one. Okay. So the clerk, we did have people come in and file for positions that did not go on the ballot, but the Board of Supervisors could make appointments in lieu. And just one thing to say before, just to update that the certificates of fact that were included in the online agenda as well as your packets, they were dated in accordance with California Elections Code Section 10515. Hereby request that the County Board of Supervisors at a regular meeting held on the original one said October 18th. The new ones now will say November 1, 2022 to appoint any person or persons to the office who is qualified. So those facts, certificates, facts just need to be made note that they are corrected. Then for people that did come in and file, that's on Exhibit A. The first one is Tenet Community Services District, one position for a full term. Jody A. Page filed for her candidate's papers and is interested in an appointment in lieu of election.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Let's see, Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela. Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Okay, the next one is Lake Shastina Community Services District for a full term. We had Richard G. Thompson and Paula Mitchell both filed their paperwork, and both are eligible to serve and interested in appointment.
Okay, move to appoint.
Those two?
Yeah,
okay,
both.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay, Supervisor Hopp?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
So then we have South Wairika Fire Protection District. These are three full-term positions. We have Craig Scott, Liz Bowles, and Richard Green all filed for those positions.
Move to appoint.
Okay.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Hupp.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Also for South Wairika Fire Protection District, one short-term, K.L. Dye signed it. Filed candidacy papers to be appointed.
Move to appoint.
Okay.
Second.
Okay.
All righty. Supervisor Hopp.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yeah.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
And then for Happy Camp Community Services District, full term, we received candidate paperwork from Kathleen L. Purvis and John Barnett.
Move to approve or appoint.
Okay.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Hopp.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Okay. Next are positions that we did not have anybody file for, but we either received letters of interest or information from the board. The first one is Montague Fire Protection District, one full-term position, and we received a letter from John McKnight requesting appointment to that position.
So moved.
Okay. Second.
Okay. Supervisor Hupp.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Tenet Community Services District full term, and also a Tenet Community Services District short term. I've received no letters of interest. Did you hear from anybody interested in those positions?
There's only about 40 registered voters out there, so it's quite
okay.
Do you know if they have a, I think they have a quorum still. Right?
I think they do, but if you want to, we could continue this to December 6th and
sounds
then
good.
Maybe get a little bit more information.
When I first got on the board, yeah, we were happy we had three.
All righty. Then we have Mount Shasta Fire Protection District. We also have Mount Shasta Fire Protection District full-term and a short-term. We have three full-term positions available and one short-term position available. Laurel Harkness has sent in a letter of interest in appointment. I don't believe it said in there, though, which one she was interested in, if it was the full term or the short term. but she is qualified to serve in that position.
You said there was three full term available?
Three full term available.
Did the three be up?
We did not make that appointment earlier, so let's see. Yeah, I can double check on the other remaining ones. If you're interested in appointing Ms. Harkness, though, we just need to know which term to fit.
How long is the short term?
Short term is typically 2 years. So
I pointed to the short term. I believe the other three will be up for their existing full term position.
Second.
So Valenzuela and Bubsaf, and that was the short term. Okay. All right. Supervisor Hupp?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela? Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
And for the record, that'll give them a full board that's been lacking for quite a while.
So do we want to continue the other three Mount Shasta Fire Protection?
I would just reappoint those three, to be honest with you. They can always resign.
So reappoint incumbents.
That's your motion?
Yeah.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Hupp?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Okay. Then we come down to Weed Recreation and Parks District. There have three full-term positions available. I believe, Mr. Kopsev, you received information that the three incumbents are interested in serving.
Yes.
Veronica Rivera, Susan Tavallaro, and Mark Mazzoni.
Yes. Move to appoint.
Okay.
Sir.
Okay. All right. Supervisor Hupp?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Okay, Lake Shastina Community Services District, the full term. I think this is one remaining because two were already appointed.
Mm-hmm.
The one remaining person is Stan Beck. And I don't know if you've heard from him, if he's interested.
No, I don't think he is. And I think they're going to leave this open for them to fill in December themselves.
Okay, so do not continue that one?
That's my understanding.
Happy Camp Fire Protection District. You heard, Supervisor Haupt, you heard from three of them.
Yes.
Let's see. I have Haskell, Roberta, Eric Haskell, Roberta Lantau, and William Munton.
Yes.
That are interested in filling, and I believe those are the three short terms. And then Perdita Poe was listed as a full term, but she apparently is not interested.
She is not interested. And I was just told they're going to run down to the fire hall and get a letter to you.
Yes, so we can keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
I do have to verify that that person is eligible.
Indeed.
Yes, those should be. Is that Eric Haskell?
Yeah.
Roberta Lanta? I've got mine that I printed from the email.
Okay.
And William Munton.
Yes.
So those are all three short-term. Go ahead and appoint.
Move to reappoint.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
And then Happy Camp Community Services District, the two short-terms that are available, the incumbents are Kathleen Toland and Timothy Zink. Did you hear from either of them?
I haven't, but
second, if that's what you're doing,
that's my motion.
Okay.
Call the vote if they want to do it.
All righty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
I'll be aye.
Okay. Montague Fire Protection District. No, we already did that.
You did that, yeah.
Yep. Sorry, I made a copy of the one page, so I've got two of the same page. So that should be it. I'll bring back the ones that were continued, and if I can find any other information or any other letters come in, I will include those as well in December.
We'll just wind together the Board of Staff reports. I believe we're ready.
I think so.
So any staff reports?
Nothing
to report? Sorry, board reports?
Just a short one. I accompanied Rick Dean yesterday to Happy Camp looking at Slater recovery down there, and I I just want to publicly thank him for the enormous amount of work and dedication he's put in to helping that community down there. It was so nice to have the welcoming arms of a lot of people there that are have either a foundation in or nearly completed new construction, and they just wanted to show us what you know what's happening down there. It was a really nice day down there. And again, the amount of work that he's put into to trying to help the community recover is just amazing.
And that was down at Klamath River?
Yeah.
Community.
Slater Fire.
Slater Fire. Thank you.
Supervisor Cobb's here?
Yeah.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes, on October 27th, I was down in Anderson for the quarterly NORTEC meeting. We had a presentation from a outfit doing training, fire technician training. And they did a program here last year in Siskiyou County. I was surprised that we hadn't really heard about it. And it's a job second chance thing. They worked with the local probation department. They got some people that went through a program. Once they get through a program, there's employment. As you can imagine right now, there's jobs anywhere and everywhere. Little effort, you can be out there working, making $20 an hour with benefits. So, so they are going to try to start that back up again. I had Wendy Zanatelli, who runs the Smart Business Operation, who helped fund that. Maybe the first part of the year, I'm going to have her come up and give us an overview of not only that program, but what they're doing.
It's awesome. Yeah, there was a business in McLeod, especially there.
Just FYI, the Grayback firefighting out of Medford will take anybody who's been trained like that. I mean, they're just lapping up anybody they can get their hands on. Right. They do a lot of firefighting in our area.
Right. Supervisor Hogan?
I have nothing to report.
Okay. For myself, Wendy, Town Hall Copco. And then after that, an Oktoberfest in Copco. And then the McLeod Chamber annual meeting. As you can imagine, it's hard to get volunteers for any organization. And we were hoping to get, it's a very active chamber down there. But also leads to some burnout. So they were recruiting president, their officers. And then, along with other colleagues, attended the Siskiyou Cattlemen's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And the best steak dinner I've had in 10 years.
That's yours, Ray. Yours are Hopkins and Cossack was there.
Sorry,
too.
I missed that.
Yeah, the beef was excellent this year.
Amazing.
Yeah. We heard that from a restaurant here, that's pretty good.
They usually do a good job. It was outstanding this year.
Well, go ahead and conclude on that.
I think I have a little bit more.